ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 4 years ago, it was the pandemic. Now it's the weather disrupting President Biden's campaign. He has rescheduled a planned speech from Saturday to Friday because of a weather threat. Speech focused on what he's calling former President Trump's threat to democracy. Republicans challenging the former president continue their focus on Iowa ahead of the caucuses. One Republican told Florida Governor Ron DeSantis he has been going soft on Trump. DeSantis said,
I think the narrative is this. I think what the media wants is they want Republican candidates to just kind of like smear him personally and kind of do that. That's just not how I roll.
Meanwhile, the former president asked the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the Colorado decision banning him from the state's ballot. The U.S. says it had no involvement in twin explosions in Iran that killed at least 95 people during a ceremony for a military commander killed in a U.S. drone strike 4 years ago. This is ABC News. Police in Newark, New Jersey now say the murder of a Muslim leader does not appear to be a hate crime. Imam Hassan Sharif was shot outside of his mosque. Federal officials are accusing SpaceX of illegally firing several people. National Labor Relations Board said they were let go after criticizing company head Elon Musk. A lot of us were buying new cars last year.
High prices, rising interest rates, an historic UAW strike, which threatened to raise them even more, and a computer chip shortage, which slowed down assembly lines to a crawl. In many cases, couldn't keep Americans out of dealerships last year. Cox Automotive says 15.6 million new vehicles were sold nationwide in 2023. That's up 12% from the year before. It's also the biggest increase in over a decade. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The South Florida home of Miami Dolphins star Tyreek Hill was badly damaged by fire on Wednesday. His family was safe. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, WGBW.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin State Capitol building received a false bomb threat Wednesday morning. It was one of several state capitol buildings across the country to receive such a threat. The building did not go into lockdown or need to evacuate, as the email threat was quickly deemed a hoax. A spokesperson with the Department of Administration says that they took additional safety measures to ensure the safety of everyone in the building. Respiratory illnesses are on the rise in Wisconsin, and there's no let-up in sight. Dr. Jeffrey Potoff is Chief Quality Officer for UW Health.
We are seeing an increase in number of patients admitted with respiratory illnesses compared with the number of patients admitted around Thanksgiving time. We're up about 40%.
Hospitals are requiring masks again. About 1,000 people in Wisconsin died from COVID-19 last year. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Bucks lose in Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fell short again, losing to the Indiana Pacers 142-130. Milwaukee's Damian Lillard had 23 points and was asked if he struggles against the Pacers defense.
I had some opportunities that I liked. I just didn't make them. And I wouldn't say it was a struggle because of them. You know, I had opportunities that I liked that just didn't go in. That's part of it.
College football, Badgers linebacker Moma Najimeta says he will not return to Wisconsin. The defensive team captain says after 5 years, it's time to move on to the NFL. The Packers play the Bears Sunday. Quarterback Jordan Love named the NFC Offensive Player of the Week after his performance against the Vikings Sunday night. Center Josh Myers.
I can't say enough about him and the job that he's done. It's like every week he's more comfortable running the offense, leading the offense. God, he's making decisions quick. Just excited for him, man. I think that's the general census of everybody in the locker room. I mean, he's an amazing guy.
That's Packers center Josh Myers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 28 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 17 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, 32. Some light snow is possible on Friday night into Saturday. Saturday will be mostly cloudy with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Morning. Hello, everybody. Thursday. Another short week. I like these short weeks, Todd. I don't care what we have to do. We got to go to a four-day work week.
I like the idea of maybe a Johnny Carson kind of schedule.
Me too.
We have a guest host on Monday.
Yeah.
Two's a repeat.
Yeah.
And then we show up for 3 days.
We go out on our yacht the other days. That's what he used to do all the time. You know what he used to do? Even when he had like lung cancer.
Yeah.
He used to go out on his yacht so he could smoke.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. His friends wouldn't let him smoke. Nobody let him smoke. Whatever. Everybody get him. And he had a great yacht. And I think it was called Here's Johnny. And he had a pilot or a captain, ship captain, whatever you want to call it. And yeah, he would go out there so he could just, even when he was dying, like he just wanted to go out and smoke. Couldn't give it up. Isn't that amazing?
I'm surprised by that.
You a smoker?
No.
Okay.
Every once in a while, I would have a cigar.
Okay. Yeah. We all have.
Yeah. But other than that,
guy.
No.
No, me neither.
My parents did growing up, and I think when you grow up around that.
Right.
You know, and then my mom passes away from lung cancer, so it's
Really, yeah.
Maybe not a good thing to get involved with. But Johnny Carson, man, I've been really getting into watching a lot of his repeats and stuff.
Right.
Now you can find him for free online and all that kind of stuff. Man, they could do 8 minutes of off-the-cuff material. Just him and Ed, or him and Doc.
Oh, no question.
And it was the most entertaining 8 minutes.
No question.
That entire week.
That you'll ever find.
Right. You know?
None of those other people. We only, you know, we didn't have cable growing up. We had one station.
Yeah.
And so Johnny Carson.
One station.
We had one station. Right? We had one station.
People hear that. They think, you know, how can that possibly be? I think we had three growing up for me, but yeah, one station.
Well, my first, okay, that sounds like the Dark Ages.
Yeah, a little bit.
But when I first started in TV in 1979 in Twin Falls, Idaho, we were the only station in the market, and our business cards, you hand out a business cards, it says MVT TV, Twin Falls, Idaho, and then it said affiliate of ABC/NBC/CBS. So what we could do is we could cherry pick whatever TV shows
right. You
wanted. So the lineup, and I'll never forget, the biggest show was Little House on the Prairie.
I believe that.
And I'll never forget this. We had some kind of a big storm blow through, and the transmitter would always go down. You know how that is.
Yep.
In those small markets, the transmitter would go down. Some guy would have to drive to the top of this mountain, reset the transmitter, or whatever magic those guys, you know, knew how to do. And I remember, I'll never forget this. And it was that just, and Dom and I and Julie and that were even talking about this the other day, that it's like, oh my God, Little House, they had such tragic episodes for a while. Like when Mary got blinded or
right,
whatever.
Yep.
Okay. And then she adopted that baby, and then they had the fire and the whole thing. And I'll never forget, because it was building up to that unbelievable season finale of, you know, this horrible tragedy. And I'll never forget our promotions guy. He ran the thing. And tonight on tonight on KMVT at 7, find out the tragic ending to Blind Mary's Baby.
Did he have a job the next week or not?
Excuse me. I will never forget that for as long as I live. Blind Mary's Baby. That's the one.
Yeah. My mom made us watch this every week.
Oh, couldn't miss
week.
It.
Yeah.
Couldn't miss it. We watched an episode on like Christmas Eve or something. I still love Little House on the Prairie. Still one of the all-time great shows. And you know, I told you I did that thing twice with Nellie Olson.
Yeah, that's
when she
right.
came to town out at Heritage Hill. That was great. She's really had some issues in her life. She and her and Melissa Sue Anderson, was it?
Yep.
They did not get along. Just disliked each other.
It's amazing to me. You hear these stories about people that work together on TV shows.
Yeah.
And they don't get along.
No.
But you'd never know by watching.
No. I mean, once the lights go on, whatever. And another thing she told me, Michael Landon, always very intentionally, actually not told me. She told the whole audience at Heritage Hill. Michael Landon would always wear very tight jeans on purpose and wanted angles of certain shots. Okay. And when he'd have like a coffee mug, it was usually half full of wild turkey.
Really?
Yeah, he would drink pretty much all day during the shooting and stuff. Yeah, he loved his wild turkey.
He was a frequent guest on The Tonight Show.
Oh, absolutely.
And he told a great story one time about being on Bonanza. And he was on, you know, Dan Blocker, who played Haas, right? Yeah, he wore a toupee. And then Lauren Green wore a toupee.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but both of them had a different philosophy on toupees. So Dan Blocker would do jokes with it. Like he would, you know, they'd be in the big water tank doing a river scene or something
like that.
And he would literally like flip it up for comedic effect and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the crew would laugh. He told the time that Lauren Green was in that tank and he went in and his toupee stuck on the top of the water.
Oh, my God.
And the director had to clear the set because Lauren would not come up until everybody was gone so he could put that toupee right back
really?
In place. Yeah, it was a great story.
Oh, my God. I remember what movie it was. You ever remember the movie Tin Man, Danny DeVito? Was it Michael Douglas or somebody? But anyway, it's a bunch of guys in the 60s, early 60s. They're out, you know, salesmen after work having a drink. And DeVito goes, hey, how about this show, Bonanza? Have you seen that? It's unbelievable. You got this 45-year-old dad, and he's got three 42-year-old sons.
That was always a little interesting.
Yeah. And didn't they all have a different mom? Each one had a different mom?
It was something crazy like that.
I think so. But I don't know if Lauren was knocking them off or what was going on, but they always, you know, they never talked about their moms, and they're all different. And, yeah, great TV back in the day, brother. Jim is off again today. Jim is still battling that. And we had that story there in the news about the respiratory things.
Yeah.
I'm on day 10, pretty much. Day 9. So mine's on the last rebound, the last hiccup.
What are you still dealing with?
Cough.
Cough?
Yeah.
In your chest?
Yeah.
Yeah. My cough is pretty much gone, but if I laugh, you can hear that.
Same with me when I just tried laughing. It's one of those things. But there is something. What they say, it's a 40% in the last couple of months or whatever. There is just a nasty thing going on out there. And I wish I was hoping Dr. Kristen was coming in again today.
She was talking about possibly tomorrow if we needed her.
All right. Fine. Because I got a lot of medical questions to ask her still. A lot. Hey, I got to tell you something in all seriousness that I took part in. I was an observer in yesterday. That was just incredible. Went to the funeral for a friend of mine, okay, up at Kashina. And I'd never been to and I don't know if it'd be all Native American or Menominee funeral. Wow, you want to talk about goosebumps.
Really?
When they come walking in, and obviously it was a military funeral, and their whole honor guard comes walking in. But when they come walking in with the drum and that chant, holy man, you want to talk about just like shivers go through you how something it is. Wow, I never heard that before, and it was just amazing, just incredible. And then they burn the sage, and they bring it to everybody and do the whole thing. And it's really something. They do it right. And when they do that chant, that I don't know what you'd even call it, just pure goosebumps like you can't believe. I mean, what a way they honor their their fallen and their military. All the respect in the world for how they do it. Just fantastic.
That is awesome.
Just awesome. Going to another funeral today.
My goodness, you're stacked up with them.
Yeah. Another really great, one of my all-time great military friends I've ever had. We always called him D.I. John. He was a drill instructor in the Marines. John Havey from Suamico Howard. And just a tremendous, tremendous representative of the United States Marines in his later year. You know what I mean? Everybody serves with distinction pretty much. But he was, I mean, he's the kind of guy where, you know, before Memorial Day, he'd be out there at 6 o'clock. There'd be one guy out in the cemetery with like 1,000 flags.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, at 78 years old, bending over, putting little flags in front of every one of the veterans' graves. And then he would leave before everybody knew he was doing it even. And, you know, just one of those guys that would always quietly and in a dignified manner really honor veterans.
Yeah.
Going to his funeral in Suamico today. But just, you know, there's a great generation of guys. And I know, you know, Tom Brokaw wrote the book. And, you know, and I always say, you know, the next generation is going to be the greatest generation because they've got to learn. They've had the opportunity to learn from other great generations.
Right.
You know, and sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But I think it does. There's no excuse for it not to be because you see how it should be done. But as far as I will say this, and I'm not trying to sound like I'm a, you know, voracious reader, but that's my favorite thing in the world is reading. I just, you know, some people enjoy whatever. I enjoy reading. Okay?
I think history. On average,
yeah,
you read more than any other person I know.
And I don't do it on purpose. It's just something I truly, truly enjoy.
Yeah.
Okay? But I'm reading a great one now, just about Vietnam and everything in regards to, you know, society, the veterans themselves, what they went. I will say this, in this book, one of the guys, he was a Cobra gun pilot, and Cobra gunships are just unbelievable. I mean, it's the destruction they can rot on an area in such a short time is mind-boggling. And it talked about one time when he got called in on a mission, and he was told to open fire, and they screwed up, and it was half civilians, you know, but by the time he got the order to pull back, you know, when you pull the trigger on 50 caliber, you know, machine guns, it's pretty tough to, you know, put the toothpaste back in the tube, so to speak. And obviously there are a lot of civilian casualties. 3 days later, okay, he's back. And he actually still had his flight suit on because he got delayed. And it was like he was still in his Vietnam flight suit back in the United States, 72 hours from this horrible thing that happened. So he thought, well, first thing I'm doing is going with my buddies to a bar and we're going to drink this one away. And for about 50 years, he went to bars with his buddies trying to drink that one away.
Yeah, I bet.
And there was no counseling, no help, no buffer. And that's one thing that the Vietnam vets, if you want to talk about the greatest, I think, heritage of the Vietnam veterans, is they said, okay, enough. If we're sending people to war, by God, when they come home, they're going to be taken care of.
Right.
Whether it's us doing it ourselves, welcoming them home or whatever, we learned the hard way how much residual damage can happen because of that. And of all the things about the Vietnam vets, their legacy is literally never leave a man or woman behind, and you welcome them home with open arms. So, but anyway, it's me and Todd for now. We got some great guests coming up today. Stay with us. Minor the Mayor Show, back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment.
We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Stay with me.
Hey, welcome back. Mido and the Mayor. The Mayor's a day off today to take care of his hacking cough. 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 FM, WSS, and of course the Civic Media app. It's good to be with you in the year 2024. We've got 6 months into this little gig already, and we are still having a really good time, especially with Todd running the controls here today. Coming up at 7:06, we've got our small business spotlight. We like spotlighting small businesses throughout the area. We've got Xavier Luckett coming on. He's a factor massage and acupuncturist. And one of his things is dealing a lot with athletes and different people. Do you ever have acupuncture, Todd?
I have not had acupuncture.
I had one time.
I want to ask him about that.
Yeah.
What was your experience like?
Nah, I didn't really do much. It's all residual from I have that herniated disc in my back that time when I... remember I told you there's a thing and I was lifting a car off a person that was trapped underneath?
What? No.
Yeah.
Tell this story.
Yeah, and I lifted the car. I just got up enough to drag the people out and saved about 6 people just by lifting the car off them and herniated a disc.
Now stop. Are you being serious with me?
Which part?
About saving 6 people with a car.
Well, okay, no, not that part.
Okay.
But I was lifting my son out of a car seat. And, and it just sounds so much better the other way.
You totally had me on that one.
Yeah, literally on Christmas Day when he's like a year old, lifting him out of a car seat, I herniated a disc in my back.
Wow.
Is that unbelievable? It's bothered me ever since. It's always been there. So I had acupuncture on that one time. Didn't really do it for me, but it'll be interesting talking to him. We've got Cassie Schultz coming on. Cassie is, she's been on our show a couple of times, UW Green Bay basketball player, and she was the conference player of the week this past week.
Love it.
Out of the entire conference, she was conference player of the week. Hope to talk to Burke Griffin as well a little bit.
I think we're going to have him at 6:30.
6:30, we got Burke Griffin coming on, so we got a full show today. We got a lot of great stuff taking place today, folks. And once again, best to the mayor, who is probably snuggling with Milton right now, telling about how, you know, what a bad cold he has and how he doesn't want Milton to get it.
And how the guys at work don't care about
they
him.
They don't
and,
care right? about me. Milton, you're the only person that cares about me.
They're always making fun of me.
And Milton looks at him like, no, they don't make fun of you, Milton, really. Yeah, you know
that's better.
Gonna, and Milton's like saying, I'll go take care of those mean guys for your daddy.
He says that to his daddy, but the truth is, if he gets in front of you and I, he'll run the other direction.
He puts his tail between his legs every time. Today is National Trivia Day. You know, I was watching a show the other night with Rob Lowe as the guest, or as the host. I kind of liked it. It's something about the floor trivia, where the floor lights up, and it was actually kind of easy, where you have your specialty, and you get to, like, you know, pick the things, and then they eliminate a person, they keep going and going and going. I would like to be on this show. Does anybody know the name of that show?
It's called, you were right, The Floor.
The Floor?
Yep.
Okay. I liked it. It was all trivia, but it was kind of like normal trivia, not like, you know, Jeopardy sometimes, where some of those categories, like, let's switch the channel for a while here. I can't stand that one guy on Jeopardy that wins a lot, and he's got, like, the squinty little eyes. Do you know who I mean?
No, I don't.
Dark hair, squinty little eyes. Don't like him. Don't like him at all. Don't like him.
There is the best thing about Jeopardy is not the show for me. It's the parodies they've done on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, absolutely.
With
your mother, Trebek.
That and Norm MacDonald, who played
Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that stuff is just great.
Yes. Name a color. Any color in the universe. Any color. Oh dear, Sean Connery. Moo. Moo? That is incorrect. Well, that's what your mother said last night, Trebek. Loved him.
Yeah.
The best of all time. Pop Music Chart Day and National Spaghetti Day. We never called it spaghetti. It was all spaghetti.
Really?
Yeah. National Spaghetti Day. Pop Music Chart Day. So that means like the top 40s, huh?
I'm guessing. Like the top songs, yeah.
Well, did you ever, you played top 40, right?
Oh, yeah. Still, as of like a year ago, I was still doing top 40 in the UK.
No kidding.
Yeah.
In the UK. Wow, it's amazing. But here's the deal. People always say, man, do you ever get tired of that song? Well, when you're in radio, you don't listen.
Yeah, you're not listening to the song.
Once they play the song, you're out getting coffee, you're out wandering around, you're reading the paper, you're
answering the phone.
The phone. You don't really listen. But I will say this, and we could do a trivia question on this, okay?
All right.
In fact, We're going to do a trivia question. What have we got cool to give away?
I've got, for 2024 season, I've got some passes for the Let's Be Frank Productions. So whatever
nice.
They've got coming up this year, you have a chance to win
okay.
two passes for that.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. I want somebody that wants to be a potential winner to text you.
All right.
Okay, text you. And then I'm going to have, we're going to text Tammy Elliott.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because Tammy's work, we've been texting back and forth here a little bit today. She's gotten this, we're supposed to go out for dinner and stuff, and she got this same crud that we've all had and everything like that. So she's at work. So here's the texting question, okay?
Yep.
Wait till you get somebody, all right? And then we're going to text her, and here's the question. Here's my question, all right, that we're going to ask her. And if she comes up with the correct answer,
then our texter wins.
Is the winner.
Okay.
If that doesn't work, we're going to text Katie and wake her up.
We'll call this segment Tammy Elliott Trivia.
Yes, yes. Yep. Waking up Mino's co-hosts early in the morning trivia.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. Okay. So that's what it's going to be. So it's going to be, what was Mino's all-time least favorite song when he was in pop music radio, if you want to call it? What was his least favorite that he used to complain about the most that we would play?
Okay. All right. And if you want to play along, what you want to do right now is make sure you've downloaded the Civic Media app, because in the lower right-hand corner is the text button. Choose WGBW or WISS.
Yes. So as soon as you get somebody, we're going to make that call.
All right.
Do you have Tammy's number there?
I don't believe
okay.
I do.
Just go back. You see where you're at there with whatever you're at with
yep.
Burke? Okay.
Yep.
Go back like one, and you'll see text from her. You see that? It says T-A-M-Y.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So whatever number you get, so text her and see if she'll play along.
All right.
Okay? All right, we're going to do that. As I mentioned, we got Burke Griffin coming on at, 6:34? Is that correct?
About that, yeah.
Okay, we're going to talk to Burke about a lot of things. Jordan Love, I could sit here and make a case for Jordan Love should be one of the three NFC quarterbacks selected for the Pro Bowl. I mean, his stats are better than Matthew Stafford for sure, and they're not far from Brock Purdy. You have to realize how great Jordan Love's stats are right now.
Yeah.
They're incredible. He should have made the Pro Bowl. So I hope one of those guys comes down with, you know, the flu or something and can't make it because he's the first alternate. Jordan Love deserves to be in the Pro Bowl. This is such a huge ball game coming up Sunday. It's mind-boggling. I mean, this would erase so many of the sins from this past season and just start out fresh, get into the playoffs, and the season's a complete 100% unequivocal success if you get to the playoffs.
Yeah.
If you're a team like the Packers, not picked to do much of anything, with a brand-new quarterback, the most unrecognizable receiving core maybe in the history of the National Football League. I mean, you got all these things going against you. You got two of your greatest players, or the two highest paid players that you have. Basically, neither one of them have had an impact for the entire season. You're going with a new kicker. You're going with all these things. It's just amazing. And for them to have a chance to get into the playoffs right now is pretty cool. I really and truly think that. That's very, very cool.
One of the things I find interesting, too, is as we've gone through the season, we've had some ups and downs. But on the weeks that we've not done well,
yeah,
the fans have not really turned on Jordan Love at all. Like, a lot of times they go out, you blame the quarterback, blah, blah, blah. And there was a little bit of that. But, I mean, not crazy amounts. I think people really see what he brings to the table.
Yeah, and one of the things is, too, like, even with, I remember when after Favre left, I mean, there were some people that were such Favre fanatics, no matter what you said, Aaron Rodgers couldn't do good.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 4 years ago, it was the pandemic. Now it's the weather disrupting President Biden's campaign. He has rescheduled a planned speech from Saturday to Friday because of a weather threat. Speech focused on what he's calling former President Trump's threat to democracy. Republicans challenging the former president continue their focus on Iowa ahead of the caucuses. One Republican told Florida Governor Ron DeSantis he has been going soft on Trump. DeSantis said,
I think the narrative is this. I think what the media wants is they want Republican candidates to just kind of like smear him personally and kind of do that. That's just not how I roll.
Meanwhile, the former president asked the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the Colorado decision banning him from the state's ballot. The U.S. says it had no involvement in twin explosions in Iran that killed at least 95 people during a ceremony for a military commander killed in a U.S. drone strike 4 years ago. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Workers at Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin are working to form a union. They're being represented by the Wisconsin Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals. They say that unionizing will help improve their working environment and enhance patient care. They expect around 100 Planned Parenthood workers to be included in the union. 22 states raised their minimum wage on New Year's Day, but not Wisconsin, where baseline pay remains at $7.25 an hour. More businesses are raising pay on their own, but not everyone benefits.
For the workers who really have those constraints on opportunity because of their concerns about immigration status, concerns about physical mobility, employers can really take advantage of that.
Laura Dresser is a labor economist who studied the issue for the Center on Wisconsin Strategy. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 28 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight clear, we'll drop to 17. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, 32. Some light snow is possible on Friday night into Saturday. Saturday will be mostly cloudy with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 21.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS in Oshkosh, and of course the Civic Media app. And now, do we have our special guest?
We do.
Ladies and gentlemen, give me some background music, please. Is that it? That's my background music?
That's what I got.
That's the best
for you.
We got?
That's okay. All I got.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, from the mean streets of Racine, Wisconsin, a young man, big for his age, big for any age, moves on to Collegiate Heights with the Titans of the University of Wisconsin, Oshkosh, led by the legendary Ron Cardo, led his team to a near upset of Stevens Point in 1994.
Oh, boy.
Matriculated at the footsteps of Larry the Rock McCarron. And has moved on to heights and glory of his own in the competitive world of sports broadcasting in Titletown, USA. Ladies and gentlemen, a man who puts together one heck of a meat raffle. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Papa, Burke Griffin.
What is up, Mino? That was the greatest introduction ever. Although I thought that the Rush Limbo came back to life for a moment with that music.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
I was like, yeah, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Big Papa. What's up with you?
Oh, man. You know, I had a wave of illness going through the house from kid to kid to me, back to the kids, back to me, and just trying to get work done as our buddies over at 1265 Lombardi Avenue continue to make things interesting.
You know, I got to say one thing about doing sports, Burke. You know what my biggest fear was in doing a sportscast and doing a live show? You know what my biggest fear always was from day one to my very last day?
Swearing on air.
Nope. Done that.
Nudity?
No.
I have no idea then.
Having like a sneezing fit on the air.
Oh, sure.
That was my number one fear. And not having like a Kleenex or something. I literally had nightmares about that. So I'm glad I'm not in front of the big camera right now. But Burke, first of all, I think, and this is something I never would have uttered 3 weeks ago, I think Jordan Love got screwed by not being selected to the NFC Pro Bowl.
I don't disagree with you. If there was one guy on that roster that should have been at least considered, it's him. I mean, forget about the numbers. The numbers alone, I mean, I know there's all these comparisons out there. You know, he's already got a better season than any Bears quarterback in the history of the franchise. Which is nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. His numbers are better than Brett. His numbers are better than Aaron, their first years. But I think overall, you know, Brock Purdy had some clunker games.
No question.
You know, there's guys. You know,
Matthew Stafford?
Yeah, I mean, and I wouldn't say Jordan really ever had a clunker game. I know they had two picks that one. I think it was Pittsburgh against.
Yeah.
But the way he's played in the last five, six, seven games.
Yeah.
You know, I know it's a long season, but he should have been considered, no doubt.
No question. Well, heading into this week, Burke, and obviously last year, and you're one of those guys, you're a locker room rat. You have to be there a lot. You have to be whatever and around these guys. And you get a better sense of what's really going on. At least I always found this. Just by sort of standing or sitting and just observing a locker room versus what these guys actually say once the microphone's in front of them. What was some of your gut feelings? I know you're along those same lines. What are some of your gut feelings just from being observant in that locker room this season from the start till now?
Well, I mean, it's been hills and valleys. I mean, to get to 8-8, start the season 2-1, could have been 3-0 easily. You know, gave up that late loss to the Falcons.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, things start going haywire. They lose 4 straight. Now they're 2-5. Everybody's kind of forgot about them. They battle their way back, win 4 out of 5. They're 6-6. They beat the Chiefs. They beat the Lions. And, you know, two teams that are in the playoffs, they may not win to go to the Super Bowl, either one of those two, but they're still two of the top 8 teams in the NFL. And then you have a couple clunkers back-to-back where you go, the Giants? Really?
Yeah.
Tommy DeVito?
Yeah.
You're going to let that happen? And look, Baker Mayfield, he's a talent, But he has the best day of his life at Lambeau. And then now you're 6-8 and everyone's thinking, man, where am I going for a nice little January vacation? Because there's nothing, there's no playoffs coming along. And bang, bang, they have another couple great games. So I think from a mood standpoint, yesterday, after standing right next to Jair Alexander for his entire press moment, he got a stern talking to from Matt LaFleur and Goody, or whoever, both maybe. His attitude was completely different. And I know Aaron Rodgers used to say, you know, sometimes you have to have an attitude of gratitude. He kind of was like, yeah, you know what? My act is a little tired right now. And people are finally, not only fans, but going, yeah, dude, like, we get it. If you're hurt, you can't play. But anointing yourself a captain and then almost screwing up the coin toss, really? And, you know, you can have the glasses. You can have that championship belt over your shoulder in the locker room for your interviews. Yeah, what, all of it. But you better back it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean by that? Like, if you're going to be that cocky, you better be able to back it up on and off the field at all times.
Well, you know what?
To answer your question, that was one of, I think that was not the final straw. But so they trade Rasul Douglas, and he had made some comments, and they were in a bad spot. That was back after the Vikings loss. Then all of a sudden, Devondre Campbell is getting called out by everybody on media. But they wouldn't be called out if they weren't put in position, like covering a slot wide receiver like Preston Smith was that one time. When everyone watching goes, well, what kind of defense is this? That's where I think a lot of the Joe Barry frustration came in. And Matt LaFleur, you know, he's a guy. They're buddies. He's not going to fire him midseason. But at some point, there's got to be some accountability, right?
Well, that's the thing, Berg. I think that was almost a make or break point in the season. Because as soon as that came out about JR doing that, and Todd, you can verify it. First thing I said here is they got to suspend him. They absolutely must suspend this guy or the season's over and they have lost this locker room. Remember, Todd, we talked about that?
Absolutely. You were all over that right away.
And then the next day they did it. But that was such a critical point. You're going into a make or break game against your biggest rivals you possibly can. And you're saying, finally, you draw that line and say, you are not bigger than this team. You're not bigger than this game. You're about to be humbled right now. And I'll tell you what, that sends a message more than anything through a locker room.
Well, and I think the one thing that it's tough to figure out, you know, when you look at the way Jair talked yesterday, you know, he had some short answers, but he had a couple longer ones that were good enough and went a little more in depth. But when he said, yeah, I didn't think I was going to get suspended, but I might've gotten fined. And I thought, well, what's the difference?
Exactly.
Dude?
Like you're okay with,
like,
I know.
Like if you think you're going to get fined, you probably shouldn't do it, whatever it is. like that, they kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah.
I don't think one thing's not really worse than the other. I mean, the part is if you're 100% healthy, you know, being suspended for a game, that's detrimental to the team. The fine just comes out of your pocket. Yeah, I just thought that just kind of,
Right,
dude.
I agree. But you know what? Another thing, Burke, this season, you know, I will say this. Jordan Love has not complained once, hasn't thrown anybody under the bus once. He's going, and Burke, we've covered football a long time. Have you ever seen a more inexperienced group of receivers at any level?
No.
I literally said the other day, it's like the Green Bay Blizzard. If you took about four guys from the Green Bay Blizzard and put them on this team, you might not notice a difference in practice because these guys are so young and so naive about the NFL. It's almost like they haven't had time to think about it. It's like, holy crap, I'm running around here a chance to go to the playoffs right now and national TV and all these things. It's like this Melton kid. And earlier in the season, Heath, you know, these young guys, I'm a firm believer in that sometimes. Hey. Give young guys a chance and see what happens.
Well, I think the thing that is most impressive, and, you know, maybe you were still doing some TV and you were in the locker room doing some radio stuff, but, like, physically in stature, Javon Walker was impressive. Like, the guy was 6'4", and, you know,
God created him
ripped.
To be a wide receiver in the National Football League.
Yes. And you know what? Christian Watson is kind of like that.
Yeah, I agree.
Dontavian Wicks and Malik Heath are big dudes. Like, when I'm standing in there, you know, unless you're an offensive lineman or D lineman, I mean, I'm generally bigger than every player in there.
Right.
But, dude, Jordan Love's 6'4".
Yeah.
Like, his receiver, Malik Heath, is a big dude.
Yeah.
These guys are, and I mean, even when you look at a Romeo Doubs, he seems like he might be a little bit smaller. But he's like 6 foot two and a half.
Yeah.
I mean, the only guy who's a little bit small is Jaden Reed. But you know what? He's got some hands and
absolutely.
He's got some wheels. He doesn't need to be tall. You need a guy like that, like a Tyreek Hill type.
There's not a lot of Phil Epps running around out there.
No, Philip Epps, right? Exactly.
Or Walter Stanley's. Yeah. But, you know, Mark, heading into this ball game, I think it's a great achievement that they have made it this far. But I will say this. Let's see what happens if they do get in. I think they're one of those teams where people thought, oh, they're buried. They're done. They're over. And it's like, oh, crap. They're still hanging around, huh?
Yeah,
especially after the Kansas City win.
Yep. No, I totally agree with you. The only team is San Fran. That's, I think, the only team that scares anyone. And I say that because when they're healthy and if Purdy is on and having a good game, they're as dangerous as anybody else. But Baltimore, I mean, the Ravens smashed them last week. So, the Niners are the best team in the NFC. I think Green Bay can go into Dallas and win. I think Green Bay can go back to Detroit and win there too. So, and those are the two most likely scenarios, you know, depending on what happens this weekend.
I like that you said in the NFC, but I'll tell you what, that Ravens team, as the saying goes, those are some dogs on that team. Wow.
The way they hammered the Dolphins, that was impressive.
Oh.
I mean, up by 30 in the fourth quarter, and it was like 49-19, and Miami was, you know, they had a couple players out too. But yeah, Baltimore is the team to beat right now. That can all change though.
Oh,
I know that.
We've seen it.
It's a week-to-week league, and if Lamar Jackson goes down, good luck.
Yeah, no question.
That this time of year, you lose your starting quarterback, you're going to have some issues.
Yeah, no question about it. What do you think about this Bears game? Have the Bears cashed it in, or could they make their season with a win in this game and, you know, all those kind of things that come into play?
Well, it's a clear and easy comparison, you know, watching what the Lions did, walking in there last year. Nothing to prove except for bragging rights over Green Bay, and they did. They were more of a run-heavy team. Now, Justin Fields still leads the NFL in yards per game with like 52.5, and he can be a threat, especially if the weather's a little off, the turf is a little slippery. I mean, he is that kind of guy. Now, I don't trust his arm, and why would you? We've seen it before. He's going to throw 3, 4, 5 bad passes a game where Green Bay secondary needs to pick one or two of those off. You know, I don't see them cashing it in. I see it being a battle. And then somewhere in the late third quarter, Green Bay starts to pull away with it.
Burke, I got a text here. Mine and Burke Griffin, you guys have done a lot for high school sports in Northeast Wisconsin. Thank you. From Terry. Well, that's the fun part, folks. High school sports is the fun part.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's, it was our pleasure and privilege to do that.
Well, and that's something I learned from you right away getting into this business was the fact that it's not all about the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, Bucks. You know, there's the fabric of this community. And when I say community, I mean all of them, from Fond du Lac all the way to Marinette and back. That's where, you said, hey, get to know the coaches, get out there. You know, it isn't just Friday nights either. It's Tuesday nights. It's Thursday nights. I think one of the first things you ever made me do was go cover like a Preble soccer game on a Tuesday. I was like, what? Really? You guys do that? And he's like yeah, we do. So, yeah, that's cool. But it's been a fun to be a part of. I mean, our high school sports extra show has been in good hands ever since I finished doing it. It went from, you know, Ryan Rodig and Ryan Pocky did it quite a few times. And then now, right now, Kyle Malzahn, who is also from the area, knows, he's got a good grasp on where to be, who to cover. And it's not just football and basketball. There's girls softball. There's soccer. There's all these other sports that are – they've been a blast.
And by the way, coming up at 7:34, we got Cassie Schultz coming on, UW Green Bay. Great player, conference player of the week, and they are playing some good ball.
Proud of Luxembourg Casco.
Absolutely. Burke Griffin, keep rocking, buddy. Very proud of you. Oh, you've etched out this tremendous career, and keep it going, buddy, and don't be a stranger here, okay?
Absolutely, anytime, man. I had a couple good mentors in you and The Rock, and like I said to everybody, I go, I learned a lot what to do and a lot what not to do from those two
guys. Talk about that next time. Thanks, my brother. Great talking to Burke Griffin. We'll get set a quick break. Back right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 8040 Excelsior Drive, Suite 403, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The mayor show. The mayor a little under the weather today, so myself and Todd filling in. Thank you very much to Burke Griffin, Big Papa, as we used to call him, for filling in. We could do about 6 hours straight, Todd.
You guys are great. And the other thing, I have to say this, I worked at Channel 5 back in the day. I did cameras and stuff like that during news, and he was just really starting. Like, I remember his first sports cast.
Did we work together at Channel 5, you and I?
I think we did.
Wow.
Because were you there when he first came on board and started doing?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah, hired him.
Yeah. Yeah. I was doing the
Well, Larry hired him, but we both, you know, agreed to hire him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So. Well, that's interesting.
So I remember him when, like, his first sports cast. And, you know, the movie, what is it, Network News?
Yeah, or the sweating?
Yeah. Yeah. He had that, like, flop sweater or whatever you get your first couple times on the camera. And, yeah.
Well, I'll be darned. I don't, no disrespect. I mean, not that I don't remember, but it's one of those things where, you know, you deal with so many people.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Awesome. Well, anyway, this segment is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Even when the weather outside is frightful, your energy bill could be much more delightful. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's energy-efficient windows keep the cold outside where it belongs. You can help kick the January blues when you choose to book by the 31st of January for 0% interest up to 36 months. You heard that right. No interest for up to 36 months if you book by January 31st. Visit PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. They have been a phenomenal sponsor for us. Just phenomenal. Just fantastic. And I want to open that up, too. I know a lot of other people in this area that say, hey, love listening to your new show and everything, although it's been 6 months now, like we said, which is hard to believe. But if you'd like to be a sponsor of our show, you know, I like to do it whenever I've been in radio. On these kind of shows where you become part of the program. You know what I mean? It's not just an advertisement. It's kind of like with Midwest, with what they do here for us. You know, you become part of the show, become part of the family here. So if you get anybody out there that, you know, their business would like to advertise with us, please let us know. I think that would be a lot of fun to get more folks involved.
Every time we involve folks on the show, what we find is they have so much more information than just their business, right?
Yes.
You think about Ryan and you think about Coin from Midwest.
Right, restoration.
Like, yeah, they tell the story of helping families, but it's beyond that. Like, they come in and they talk about fire hazards around Christmas. They talk about, you know, some pumps going out and all that kind of, they give you information for
no
your
question.
Daily life.
No question. And that's what we like to do with our advertisers. And we don't even like to call them advertisers. We like to call them just friends of the program. And that's what so many people over the years have done with us, and we've really enjoyed it. And if you've got a business out there, you know, small business, large business, it doesn't matter. You know, we'd love to have you involved with us, so please let us know. Okay?
We have a texter who is ready to play that contest with Tammy Elliott.
Okay, I can't get a hold of Tammy.
Of course not.
So, because she's doing the news right now.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get a hold of Katie.
Okay.
Yes, so I'm trying to get a hold of Katie. All right? I don't know if she's allowed to yet, but I'm going to see anyway. They will not let me. I'm so sorry. No, she can't do it.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to say, I'm going to put, okay, text me. Hang on, I'm texting Katie right now. Okay? Oh, she says, I can answer via text. What do you
there
got?
There you go. Let's
text
do that.
Text me. Okay.
So what's
text me the song I hated most while working.
We did have a guest that just kind of came in out of the middle of nowhere, and I thought it was a good guess. It was Candyman by Sammy Davis Jr.
Candyman by Sammy Davis Jr. That was in the spring of 1972. Who can take the sunshine? Okay, she just texted me. I'm going to show it to you.
All right.
For verification.
Let me come in there.
Come on in here. This is verification from Katie. She says, I want to know. I'm super intrigued. So here we go. See what it says?
She got it.
Katie got it, right? Yep. Okay. So here we go. Who have you got as a trivia contestant?
Tori is our trivia contestant today.
Tori, good morning. How are you?
Well, they texted it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, John, I'm doing really great.
I'm still trying to figure out all this technical stuff. What did Tori text was my least favorite song when I was on The Big One?
The answer is... Is it, well, I think his was off a little bit. Boots of fur or something
we'll
like that?
We'll give it to him. Yeah. Boots with the fur.
Boots with the fur. Winner today.
And you saw that Katie actually texted me that exact
she
answer.
She got that.
Yes. What does Tori win?
Tori wins a pass for Let's Be Frank Productions, their 2024 season. That's good for two people to go see a great show at the Meyer Theater in Green Bay.
Awesome. 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 There you go. Thanks to Katie for helping us out with that. Boots with the Fur, my least favorite song in my years in doing regular music kind of radio.
I wanted to play the song, but I'll be honest with you. I'm not aware if there's bad lyrics in it.
I don't think so. I don't even know who did it. Do you remember?
Yeah, I did look it up.
Who is it? Was that like a one-hit wonder by somebody?
It was Flo Rida and T-Pain.
Flo Rida, that's right. Yeah. Oh, now, you know what? I'm going to have that song in my mind for the rest of my life. Well, that's the Candyman,
this
of course.
This is Candyman. This I know Sammy has no bad lyrics
no,
in it.
No, we know that. You know what? Next time we get Burke on, we're not going to talk any sports.
Okay.
We're going to talk about the time he almost got us murdered in downtown New Orleans.
Now, wait a minute. You can't just throw that out there and think we're going to wait till the next time Burke's on. You got to tell this story.
We might have to get Burke back on to this. I can't do it justice. I can't do it justice. Okay? It was a rap group that was looking at us like, okay, are these guys this dumb? Or are these guys bleeping with us? Either way, this ain't going to turn out good for these guys if they're bleeping with us.
So what was it? Were you guys just dumb or bleeping with them?
Drunk.
Boy, I'm not surprised by that.
I'm going to be honest with
not
you.
Not surprised.
It was on Bourbon Street, New Orleans, like the night before the Super Bowl. One of those kind of things. Yeah. We might have to make a quick call back to Burke in a little bit.
All right.
I want to say the guy's name was Bushwick Bob. Do you remember a rapper named Bushwick Bill? Bushwick Bill?
Bushwick Bill is a rapper.
Okay. Okay. It was his entourage. It was his entourage that we almost had a serious issue with.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll take that story. Maybe we'll have time for that story.
Okay. If not, we will have to line him up for tomorrow morning.
Absolutely. Finish that story.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. When we come back, congratulations to Tori. Boots with the Fur was the correct answer. And coming up, our small business spotlight. This is something we want to do, folks. Small business spotlights. We've got Xavier Luckett coming on, X-Factor Massage and Acupuncture. We want to talk a bunch about this. He's also huge with dealing with athletes, former athlete himself. And, you know, we talk so many times about, you know, how to get your body in shape for whatever. And this can be very interesting. That's coming up. Also, Cassie Schultz from UW Green Bay, Conference Player of the Year, will be joining us. Minor the Mayor Show, back after this. Everything he makes.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Even
even when the weather outside is frightful. Your energy bill could be much more delightful. Replacing drafty windows and doors can dramatically lower your energy costs. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's energy-efficient windows keep the cold outside where it belongs. You'll help kick the January blues when you choose to book by the 31st for 0% interest up to 36 months. You heard that right. No interest for up to 36 months if you book by January 31st. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.